Okay, let's kick it off. Wants that punani, man. Give it to him, damn it, or he's gonna take it by force, allegedly.
He needs it, he wants it, and he's gonna get it.
That's a classic Steven Seagal track.
Yep, off of Mojo. I don't know if that is Mojo Priest. That might just be Steven Seagal as a solo artist.
What's the difference?
I think Mojo Priest, he's got the band with him.
Well, he has like some Jamaican.
Well, I think, yeah, I don't know if he's featuring himself on her song or vice versa.
I think it's Steven Seagal featuring Erykah Badu. Isn't he doing some stuff with Jay-Z now?
He is. He's doing a movie with him.
Dude, if I were like P. Diddy, why not just sign him as a joke and then produce an album?
Maybe he is. I don't know.
Like a comedy album, basically.
I heard somebody told me a good story. You know, Joey Diaz had the theory that he said L.A. was turning into Mad Max.
Yeah.
We got to get out of here.
Fucking Mad Max on the streets.
So somebody was telling me they had a friend who lived, I think, in the valley somewhere, like Studio City or somewhere.
Yeah.
And they were at a Starbucks drive-thru, and all of a sudden, a guy, I'm assuming was homeless, just comes in. Guy's got a fucking bullwhip.
What is he, Indiana Jones?
And he's just whipping shit. Just
no, he's not.
Yeah, just random shit. I don't know if it was cars or whatever. And the lady was so fed up with it that she's leaving California.
Dude, no way.
Just fucking, where do you get a bullwhip?
If you're out here, I don't know. Do they have a Western store?
Do you find it? The trash? Where the
dude,
fuck?
By the way, stop throwing your bullwhips in the trash, ladies and gentlemen. The homeless people are fucking recycling them as weapons.
It's like throwing away medicine. You got to take it to the special bullwhip drop-off.
Can you imagine if they have a bullwhip disposal site where there's so many homeless people with bullwhips that you need to drop it off with bullwhip specialty disposal experts?
I almost want to see this guy. Just see him out there.
Oh, for sure.
Does he wear it on the pants or does he just hold it?
I think he's, right now, the word is he's searching for a bolo tie to kind of match the bullwhip.
This guy's out there fucking bullwhipping people.
Dude, what's scarier? A guy with a bullwhip has reach. I mean, it might be one of the worst weapons you could put in the hands of an untrained homeless assailant.
They got nothing but time, though, to really work on the bullwhip skill.
You think all day this guy's mastering the bullwhip?
I mean, what else does he have to do? He could be bullwhipping cans up into his hand. Like,
do you think that the first noticed it when the lady's like, Emily Johnson, here's your coffee. And all of a sudden it's fucking gone from her hand. The bullwhip cracked.
There he is, whipping it.
Dude, that is, that's next level.
Yeah, I've never seen somebody with a bullwhip on the streets.
Yeah, that is like totally next level shit.
Do this. Put your bullwhip down.
You got it.
John Little is going to be taking, he might get a bullwhip. Fight the guy. You want to have a bullwhip off?
Yeah, I'll get you. Yeah. You want to fuck with me with a fucking bullwhip? It's bullwhip versus bullwhip. How do you even fight another guy with a bullwhip? What if they meet in the middle and they intertwine? Then it's a tug of war.
Do you fight from a distance? Like a tent? You know, how long? I don't know the length on those things.
How long is yours? You got to cut it down. This is only an 8-footer. You got 12 feet.
Some fucking guys just out there whipping shit in the valley.
Man.
On the street. They got fucking bull whips out here, Lee. Dude, they're not fucking around no more.
When I was a kid, I loved bull whips. I was a big bull whip fanatic. I had one. I don't know where it is. Maybe my brother has it, but I need to have him ship it out.
Maybe on the streets of L.A.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, are my initials on that?
Fucking
Starbucks, of all places. The most non-bull whip friendly place there is Starbucks.
I haven't seen one bull whip in all of my time in L.A. They're out there now. Watch out, guys.
What if it's... some sort of cartel is flooding, trying to disrupt Los Angeles by flooding the streets with illegal bullwhips. Dude. Like,
there may be gun control coming up, but they're bullwhips that fly under the radar with a whip.
If this happens like two more times, 100% LA County will put a ban on bullwhips, which will be ridiculous.
What about bullhorns?
Man, I don't even know. Yeah, you'd have to charge the guy while he's recoiling the whip.
And hope you get hit with a fucking bullwhip.
Oof. That hurts.
Yeah.
I don't even, to be honest with you.
He could tangle your legs if he's got some skills with it. He could sweep you.
I don't even know really what a bullwhip is good for, because when we had cattle, we had long whips, but they were long poles that also had a long, you know, string attached to it. That those were way better, because I don't know what you would use a bullwhip for. To be honest with you, they're very hard to use, and they get tangled up.
Just for hitting shit on the streets.
I guess for wrangling.
Just causing chaos.
I don't know.
Going to Starbucks and disrupting people.
Even in movies, guys are carrying bullwhips. They're never using it for anything more than cracking people's asses with it.
I just would like to hear a homeless go, whoosh.
Dude, if you hear a whoosh, and you're out in L.A., get the fuck out of there.
I got a nice bullwhip for you.
He's like, oh, it's right here in my pants.
Oh, $1 for this bullwhip. Indiana Jones used it.
Dude, that is Joey Diaz. We apologize for maybe questioning the fact that it's not turning into Mad Max. It's turning into Tombstone.
Indiana Jones.
It's turning into Unforgiven over here.
I don't know what movie this is, Lee. I don't want to be a fucking part of it.
It's some fucking movie. It's not fucking good.
It's a combo of a bunch of movies. I don't want to fucking be there no more. I'm moving to Jersey, Lee.
It's fucking Mad Max meets Wild West. With fucking
pickaxes and fucking railroad spikes. I don't know what's going on, Lee. I'm high as my fucking...
I could see him. If he finds out that story, he will be like, that's what I fucking told you. Get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, fucking bullwhip.
Dude, by the way, I might have to text him this fucker to tell Ari to tell him about this, because I just want to hear a 10-minute Joey Diaz rant about bullwhips in L.A.
Hey, bullwhips out there now, Joey. I can't believe it. I can't believe what's happened.
I can't think, what's a more intimidating non-gun weapon? I mean, a hammer. But still, you got to get up close. You can dodge a guy.
Can you carry a bullwhip? Like, you walk into a bar with a bullwhip on your hip?
What is this, a beginning of a joke? A guy walks into a bar with a bullwhip.
Is the dude allowed to walk around with a bullwhip freely?
I think that they've never even thought of it. I would say if that happened and you go, a cop pulls you over, he wouldn't know. He'd have to call his supervisor. They wouldn't have a fucking clue.
Like, if you go into the comedy store and you just have a bullwhip on your hand, you just put it on the table.
I think it's safe. I think you're good to go.
Like, bullwhips are welcome.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's like, I don't think there's like a, you got to check your bullwhip at
you,
the door.
Can you fly with a bullwhip?
Great question.
I've never seen it on any, they have like every weird weapon on those TSA. I've never seen a bullwhip on that chart.
I think you could argue it's part of an ensemble that you're wearing.
It's an accessory to my outfit? Fuck you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't take my bullwhip off. Medical condition.
It hurts. Don't touch it.
I think you could fly with a bullwhip. By the way, impossible to do any damage in an airplane with a bullwhip. There's no space.
Quarters are too tight. Everyone would have to be in front of you. You have to say, everyone get in front of me.
Also, when you cock
and
it
don't
back,
bull charge me.
You're going to hit the fucking, your hand's going to hit the ceiling. The thing's going to hit the ceiling.
Yeah, it's not an ideal weapon in a plane. Unless you have a real tiny one, like a 2-footer.
Dude,
I picture this one, a big, long fucking bullwhip.
This is a good point, though. They have nothing but time to learn how to master. Do you think he's like, give me a month. I'm going to work on it. I'm going to do my fucking...
24 hours straight.
10,000 hours.
I mean, you could go, yeah.
My Malcolm Gladwell 10,000 hours.
You do some math. You just do fucking like 18 hours.
You guys are doing fucking...
bath salts and meth and bull whips. L.A. streets, ladies and gentlemen. Seth Rogen loves it. Part of living in the big city.
Yeah. It's part of doing business in the big city. You're going to get hit with a bullwhip here and there.
That happens.
He's like, I love it. Somebody, I got a bullwhip that was left at a Starbucks after they whipped me with it.
It was funny. He whipped my eye out. You're going to whip your eye out.
Was that on here we saw, or that Beach Cops?
That was Beach Cops, but Seth Rogen told a big-time YouTube guy who got his car broken into, like, hey, man, it's just part of living in the city. He's just like, deal with it.
It's happened to me 15 times. One time, a guy left a cool knife in my car. Great. So we should just accept this?
And by the way, I have 18 cars and can afford to buy a 19th car.
And I have 18 assistants who can go ahead and repair my car and take care of any problems.
And I don't lock my doors because I don't care.
Dude, some people do not lock their doors because they're of the belief that... I'd rather have them just open up, root around in there, but I think you're just inviting, you know.
Do they always check the door, though? I figure they would just break the window first.
I think that.
Oh, sorry.
I think most check the door. I think they walk around, like, just fucking popping doors for an easy one.
Taking the bullwhip and whipping the door open.
Yeah. My advice is don't keep anything out in the open and buy a manual transmission because people... Don't fuck with cars with manual transmissions because nobody knows how to drive them anymore. And they usually think people that have manual transmissions are probably cheap fucks.
So. Or get a fake stick shift and you put it on.
Dude, that is a great idea, actually.
Good adventure.
To avoid. But if you have a savvy car thief, he's like, they never made this in a manual transmission.
Well, you're like, well, then you got me beat there. But if you're not doing your research... You're gonna go to the next car.
Do they sell those? Put a fake manual transmission over your automatic?
I don't know.
That's a great idea. I mean, I don't know if anyone's gonna buy it, but on paper it looks pretty fucking good.
Take the Shark Tank.
Take it the Shark Tank, bitch. So do you drive an automatic? He's like, dude, I have an electric car.
Even better.
Put a manual transmission on there. The only manual Tesla around.
I was watching. I'm a little behind, but some 90 Day Fiance, and this relate. You'll enjoy this. This guy, I think he moved to Ecuador. The woman he's with is one of the meanest people in the world.
She's from Ecuador?
She just keeps telling the guy she doesn't want to marry him, and the guy is so pathetic, and he just does whatever she says, gives her all his money.
You know what? I would say she's not mean. She's honest and straightforward, and he should appreciate that. He's the loser.
She seems to enjoy like really making this guy miserable. But, so they secretly got married, and then the lady just said, get the fuck out, threw him out. And then so he went on like a trip and like shacked up with some lady.
Ooh.
But then went back in like quarantine with the lady who threw him out and then told her all about that other lady. So she tells her two younger sisters who already hate the guy. So they all go out to eat and he doesn't speak any Spanish. He's been in Ecuador for I don't know how long. It speaks like nothing.
Picked up nothing.
Nothing. Like very little. Jeez. And so then... They all order food. The three women order like some sort of like soup with a big crab on top of it.
Okay.
And then they order him something. He's like, I didn't bring my crab. And they're like, eat the soup. And so they're just all watching him eat the soup. And he's like, why aren't you guys eating? And then they just all start dying laughing. They ordered him a bull penis soup. He's eating the dick. They're like, get some of that on there.
And they're just, what? Even in a country where it's acceptable, where they have bull penis on the menu, it's hilarious.
They were dying.
What? You eat penis, gay.
He was pissed.
He's like, you're gay for cows.
I think the revenge would have been like, I love it. Like to show no, like, and just be like, oh, this is great. Bull penis. I'm going to order a second.
Did they chop it up or was it a long one?
It was chopped.
See, I'd ask for, give me the full long one, and I would just deep throat it like I'm eating ice cream.
Yeah, he was, he's like, why would you do it? She's like, I don't like you. That's what she told him, the sister.
So he was mad about it, but it tasted good.
No, he said he hated it. He didn't like it.
Oh, yeah.
He was eating it to be polite. He's like, it tasted disgusting.
They didn't even have it on the menu. We brought a bull penis, gave it to the chef, asked her to put it in your soup.
Gave him the classic bull penis revenge. Watch out if you cross your lady.
You mess with Ecuadorian women, you get the bull penis.
They were all just staring at him, so I don't know why he didn't realize something was going on. Like just like, and they were like laugh, like going like.
He had no clue. He's like, what?
He's just like, what? He just kept eating the bull penis. slowly but steadily.
Do you think that, is he so homophobic that he's like, you motherfuckers?
Yeah, I don't know. What I think he was just like, why are you fucking with me sort of deal. Like, what's
the difference between eating the penis and the rest of the cow? Like, they're like, you fuck cows?
You don't think I like fuck? You don't think I fucking like bull penis?
You gay for a bull.
You bring me out out a giant plate of bull penis, and I'm going to eat them like a competitive eater right in front of you.
What's the longest bull penis you got in the back?
Give me the biggest, thickest bull penis.
Girthiest. Give me some that's got a little cum still in the shaft.
You know what? I want it raw. I'm eating bull penis sushi.
I want it on the cow.
I'm going to make you, all three of you, puke. You want to get it on over on me?
Force blowjob this fucking bull penis.
First, I'm going to let it fuck me. Then I'm going to eat its penis.
I'm going to jerk it off. Then I'm going to cut it off. Then I'm going to cook it up. Then I'm going to eat it.
Bull penis pranks. New show on YouTube.
Dude, that would be also. You're on fire with ideas right now because bull penis pranks is a great idea for a YouTube show.
You just put them on the ground. It's a bull penis you just tripped on.
And stop. This guy just got clotheslined when he's driving his motorcycle down the street by a bull penis we strung across.
Just reuse him in all sorts of ways.
This guy committed suicide, but he didn't know that the rope was actually a bull penis and it broke.
I got, this is an ongoing, this may be the final chapter in the Michael Rapaport fiasco.
Oh my God. So if you don't know, supposedly.
This is our third episode where we're trying to get to the bottom of it, but I think we're going to make some strides today.
Wait, quick, we'll give people, bring them up to speed.
Yeah, quick kind of recap.
Somebody said that Michael Rapaport was on, what was it?
The Fighter and the Kid. Alex sent us an email, and the email wasn't very clear. So I emailed him back. He said, Michael Rapaport is going against you guys for going against Schaub. So I said, what did he say? He kind of shit on just people shitting on Schaub. And then I think he mouthed Dana Shinoneal is what he said.
Okay. So what he's saying is he zoomed in and saw him mouth, lip sync, potentially.
We recorded two episodes close together because of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And so I heard from him like right after we recorded the last episode.
Okay.
And I was like, well, you're going to like that because we kind of shit on you on that one too. He's like, all right, I apologize. I was violently high when I wrote those emails. He said, I don't think I was clear with what I was saying. So he found the audio. He sent me the audio.
And this is Dana Shinoneal?
Here it is. It's not crazy.
Okay.
Here we go. Here's Rapaport on The Fighter and the Kid.
Can you come on my podcast? You know what I want? I'm seriously, I don't want to talk about fights.
You want to talk about freckles?
No, I don't want to talk about fights. Freckles are fucking... What I want to do, bullshit, is the business of Brendan Schaub.
Deal.
Straight up, because I fuck with you. I respect
you. I love you.
And I'm all these hating ass bitches out there, and Brendan doesn't say it because Brendan Schaub, but all these hating ass, nameless bitches out there.
Nameless.
Jealous ass, hating ass. Mm-hmm. I used to be a doorman at the comedy club. Comedians, ass motherfuckers. That have been hating. I don't know if him or he hires somebody to make him business decisions because we know he's dumb as a fucking rock, or maybe not. This motherfucker, when you come on the podcast, the business of Brendan Schaub.
Let's do it, brother.
You
looked directly at the camera and said that shit.
Oh, yeah, because I know these hating ass, jealous ass bitches, you know, working on there like, hopefully I could do this, hopefully I could do that. Preach. Straight up, I want to talk about the business of Brendan Schaub.
So that's what he's saying.
There it is.
Yeah, it's probably...
I mean, it could be. It could be. I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, but it could be. I don't know how many other former door... I mean, it could be Ari, but I don't think he would refer to Ari as that.
Yeah, Ari... Not, his main credit is not former door guy. Our main credit, former door guy at the comedy store for sure.
My couple points of interest. One... How old would you say Rappaport is?
55?
51.
Okay.
I like the vernacular he uses. I fuck with you. It's not your typical...
Yeah, I mean, but he also is like...
He's a New York guy.
I don't like the hypocrisy that he brings to the table, which is... He was like gonna allegedly had an issue with Ari... saying some stuff about him where he was like threatening stuff. So
who, Rapaport?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he, I think he...
people talk too much shit.
I think he had a lawsuit with Barstool at one point.
Yeah.
But yeah, what's weird is we never have said anything. We've never said shit about the guy being a businessman. Like, it's weird to say, like, you're a good comic, but let's talk about the business. You know what I mean? Those two things have nothing to do with each other.
Oh, dude, of course we would love to be at his level of success, without a doubt.
And, like, we're not saying...
Never said it. We've actually gone on the record as saying, like, yeah, of course, we would love to make that kind of money. Who wouldn't?
Yeah, I'm not
phenomenal.
We never fucking said anything about business.
It wasn't until like the COVID shit that was the main. But then other than that, we didn't really say much.
Yeah, we're just saying he's not. We don't think he's a funny guy.
Also, Rappaport's like, I was talking about you guys at all. I don't even know who the fuck you guys. Also, I don't know a lot.
Hating ass bitches.
You know what I always hate is when people equate the money and the success with. If we played this differently, there's levels we could have been up, but we always said we want to do exactly what we want to do and say what we want to say. And there's certain limitations that come with that, to be perfectly honest with you. And to be honest with you, I'm not that broken up about it.
But you can look at, I think it's never the best defense. You're like, I got a lot of money. Because it seems like
you've
lost. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a lot of money, you shouldn't have to say you have a lot of money.
Yes.
And if you're funny, you should just say, I'm funny.
Yeah.
Regardless of the money. Saying I have a lot of money, it's like, you feel like you're already defensive. And like Dave Chappelle says, the best comic he ever saw was that street performer guy who was like his mentor.
Yeah.
No one, I can't think of his name.
Dude, you know, if it went by just, you're funny, Dave Attell would be one of the highest paid comedians in the world.
Jim Painter would be an international star.
Also,
Brian Holtzman.
Dude, what we do has, it's not super niche, but there isn't, like, Beach Cops, I think, is one of the funniest things I've ever heard, but it's niche.
Yeah.
It's niche. So that's I don't know. Tim and Eric aren't like household names. Hilarious. And same with fucking, Tim Robinson. I think you should leave with Tim Robinson.
Point of interest, I think, is to shit on people who are former door guys. Who did Schaub go and hire as his writers? two door guys. So it's like, you could shit on that all you want, but it's like, there is a lot of, like, whoever, I think it's Schaub or Callen, say nameless, like, behind him. It's like, it's a little, that's a bit hypocritical as well. It's like, oh, former door guys, fuck you. Hey, guys, you want to come write me some bits?
Yeah. I mean, I don't even want to talk about those guys, but yeah, I do get, and I'm sure after that one video leaked from Beach Cops, it circulated, probably. I'm sure that's probably it. But at the same time, you know what? I don't know. There is a freedom to not having to, you can say whatever the fuck you want to say. You're not beholden to sponsors or anything else. By not having any sponsors, that you can do whatever the fuck you want. We get by. We're fine.
What's weird is I think a lot, like, so many comics won't say anything because of Rogan, obviously.
Yeah.
But we know either A, that ship has sailed, and two, if we did get on Rogan, it may not even be the best fit.
No, not
for
anymore.
What we do. So it's like, we can say, like, it looks like we're just being fucking hating ass, jealous ass bitches, as Rappaport said.
Yeah.
But there are other comics who feel this way. They just don't say it because they can't burn Rogan or they don't want to.
And he's right. I mean, we were hating, but also I don't even know why we're justifying this. Yeah, fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck that. Fuck them all.
Hey, Remy. I like, as an actor, I like Rappaport.
That's the problem. I love him.
I've never seen his stand up.
I haven't either.
He was supposed to do that show at the Comedy Dojo with us one time, but he canceled.
Yeah. I don't know. I prefer going down the same with stand up. Is like, obviously, you know, a lot of people are offended by some of the things I say in stand up, even though they're jokes. So it's one of those things. Is like, I don't know. I don't know how to do it any other way other than do it exactly how you're going to do it, and then you go, this is how it's going to be. This is, you know,
and anybody
fine with that.
Eleanor told me, a friend of hers, not the Dice Man, but like a very well respected comic, said regarding comics of this ilk they're trespassing on our stages. But they but they won't say it. Like I said, they're not going to say it publicly.
Yes.
But I like. I mean, we can because we're like, fuck it, who cares?
I mean, if that were the also a guy like Don Barris,
yeah,
should be worth $50 million because he's a fucking.
Yeah, he's a genius.
He's he invested his life into one of the greatest comedy.
He lives and breathes comedy 24 hours a day.
It's unbelievable. So yeah, and one of those. Barris is also one of those guys who will get the comedy street cred.
I want to listen to the that episode, the business. I want to hear about the businesses.
You know what? I'm so. You know what I'm tired
Tell
of?
Tell me about the coffee you invented. By the way, he gave him the compliment and said, "You're dumb as shit." And I think other people, like even a guy who's supporting him, is like, "I think you're dumb as fuck." And I don't think there's any way you're making business decisions by yourself.
Oh, I was talking to Ari about this. That we were talking about how Stamina Up has turned into the rap game, where it's just like. How much? What kind of car do you drive? How big's your tour bus? Are you flying private jets? And comedy is anti that.
Yes.
I understand how where rap came from because it was people getting out of poverty.
Yeah, comedy is about
comedy was
being
about
a loser.
Comedy was making fun of people that fly private jets and have, you know,
it's relating. You're trying to relate to people in the audience and not alienate them.
I hate the direction that it's gone. It's gone to like.
Talk about your celebrity friends.
Yeah, it's gone to like use, if you're dropping racial slurs, you're fucking edgy. And if you are making all this money, talk about it constantly in stand-up or, you know, or on Instagram, whatever it is. And that seems to be the antithesis of fucking stand-up comedy. It used to be like, hey, I suck. Here's all the reasons why. Or this sucks. Here's all the reasons
like,
why.
My life is fucked up.
Even
though I have money, my life still. But now it's like I'm cool and I get a lot of chicks. And it's like, which isn't that. There's not a lot of humor in that.
Jim Gaffigan is, you know,
he's a hot piece of ass.
Well, he's hot, but he, you know, he's worth fucking a ton, and you never hear about it. You just hear about him struggling to eat Hot Pockets and fucking going to bullshit.
When he has 18 kids, so his money may be stretched.
You know what I saw, because I followed Judah Freelander on Instagram, and I was shocked that he doesn't have like a big following, because that motherfucker is hilarious.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
So I don't know. I mean, to go by that, you know, that sort of theory is tough because I think you would find a lot of people, especially other comics, that would be like, Judah Freelander isn't funny, but that dude is fucking hilarious.
I want to talk about the business of Judah Freelander.
I don't know why business comes into stand or any comedy in general.
It has nothing to do with it. It's nothing to do with it.
Steve Martin never does like, hey, I'm a fucking multimillionaire.
Let's talk about your banjo playing. I want to talk about your business venture. It's like, why do we need to talk about business ventures?
Yeah.
What does it have to do with anything?
I do think that probably we shouldn't spend any more time because it does look weird. But at the time when we started, we didn't say anything. At the time when we did it was because people were just being fucking idiots.
I think we should.
They finally needed to be.
I think we should start doing more. Just
go in and do these fucking
only dissecting things he says, what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, we're just common. I do agree. Like, we've made many missteps, of course. But also, we had a lot of opportunities where we're like, it's just not what we do. And we say no. It probably cost us money. But the comedy integrity has always come before the money. So I don't know. I guess at the end of the day, we can look back and go, hey, we did exactly what we wanted to do.
I did it whatever my way. You can be rich and unfunny, by the way, as well. It does not mean...
Yeah, absolutely.
There's plenty of people, and there's plenty of people who are fucking hilarious and don't have a lot of money.
And by that, we mean unfunny to us.
Yes.
And obviously, you appeal to somebody. It just is not... I always go by... I don't know. I feel like when you lose the respect of your peers, that is what cuts the deepest. And I think maybe that's what's gotten us through a lot of rougher times. It's like, well, at least we have the respect of our peers. And also we have a lot of people don't know who the peers don't know who the fuck we are. But
yeah, there's that as well.
Usually people are like
the peers who know us.
You go, oh, okay. These guys are all right.
We can put that to bed, I think.
Yes, yeah.
The mystery's been solved. Thank you, Alec. It took a little bit of time, but we got there in the
end. We didn't know how high you were. We apologize, but you know what? I see how you came to that conclusion. If you were high, you heard all that, then I could see how you could hallucinate the mouthing, the silent mouthing of Danish and O'Neill.
There it is.
But yeah.
Maybe we should go on fighting the kid to squash it. Say, we fuck with you, man.
I'm almost high. We just got to go back to basics. We lost our way. Usually we don't go, well, no, that's not true. We do go after a lot of motherfuckers. I guess people are afraid to call people out about shit when people are being ridiculous. Well, everybody's so fearful of burning a bridge.
I think when Rogan's involved, it changes everything.
Yeah, but
except for with Ari, people attack Ari. But Ari puts himself out.
But Ari's, he's
kind of part of his persona as he takes these crazy chances.
Yeah. He's troll. He set him himself as a fucking high class troll.
He's a high class hooker troll.
By the way, if you are if you're having mental problems from calling somebody out,
if an actor you once respected is maybe talking about you, you don't know if they
by
are.
By the way, could not be, definitely could not even be in that hemisphere. Like that could be totally somebody else.
Oh, it could easily
about.
Be. But it could easily be
but
us.
Probably.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But if you're having trouble and you're feeling bad about things and you're kind of confused, you know what you got to do? You got to call BetterHelp.
Yes, you've got to. Get the tools to help with motivation, depression, anxiety, battling your temper, stress, dealing with insecurity in relationships or at work, whatever you need.
Stop being ashamed of normal human struggles and start feeling better because you deserve to be happy. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to.
Yeah, it's much more affordable than in-person therapy. You can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. So join the millions of people who are seeing what therapy is really about. See if it's for you because you are your greatest asset.
Danish and O'Neill podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/DO101DANDO. That's DO101DANDO. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DO101DANDO.
Yeah, that's right.
There it is. I got a new hero.
You got a new hero?
I think we've talked about this person before.
New hero sandwich?
Mighty Moe. Like Earl's dog that he tried to get with Down syndrome, but this is a person.
This is a person with Down syndrome?
No, but their name their name is Mighty Moe. They're not a dog, and they don't have Down syndrome like the one Earl tried to get. Name Mighty Moe.
Oh, they gave her to the highest bidder. Don't get dogs from this company.
What is his deal with that? He's trying to flush out pedophiles in Hollywood.
I don't know.
Is he taking the Corey Feldman route?
I don't know what he's doing. It's hard to say.
You better hide. Well, he had a great tweet. He's like, trying to make a movie about all the pedophiles. I don't have enough time. It's only going to be 57 hours long.
Fucking weirdo. So this lady, Mighty Moe, I think her name's Maureen something.
Okay. Not the dog.
No, not Down syndrome either.
Okay.
Just turned 100 years old.
Yes. And what's she doing?
She is a competitive swimmer.
No way.
At 100.
When
did she start competing? 65.
That's a lot, but you still now have
a long career. 35 years.
35. Holy shit.
The 35-year career started as a senior citizen. This lady holds multiple world records. But a lot of them, I think, are because no one is competing. She holds like the women's 95 years old to 99 years old backstroke. How many? I don't know if there's anyone else doing it.
Yeah.
She might be the only woman.
Is this like when you run for city council and you run unopposed?
It might be.
You win by a landslide?
I saw an interview with her. She's coherent. I mean, she's swimming, practicing swimming, I think, a lot of days of the week.
They say that chlorine gives you dementia.
It might.
By the way, I don't want big chlorine coming after me.
That
is not true. We don't know that.
Didn't get to her. They said she first started swimming on this team because they took up like all the lanes at the Rose Bowl pool in Pasadena.
Wait, this lady lives in L.A.?
She lives in Hollywood.
Jesus Christ.
She lives in a Hollywood bungalow. She'd probably lived in, she probably paid like $200 because she's lived in it since 1951.
What would, would you race her or would you scared that she'd be?
I saw footage of her because I was like, I want to see. I mean, it's impressive that she's that age of doing anything.
Yeah.
But it's not fast.
Could she be John Little?
No.
Could she be Renazizi?
No. She's 100 years old, though.
But she could be a child.
She's doing like a slow backstroke.
Is she competing in her age group or is it like...
No, it's her age
group. Or is it just like senior, over 65?
No, it's her age group. I think it's specific.
Okay, so there's nobody left.
Yeah, no one's swimming at 90 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, she's 100. No one's swimming in a 100-year-old division of any athletic event. There's going to be no one.
But you got to think that even when she started in her 60s and 70s, even in your 70s, you must have got ex-Olympic athletes that were still swimming at 70.
Or like collegiate. Competing. Yeah, maybe.
Did she beat them?
I think she
has trophies?
You know, she's like done well.
Is there any sort of measurement in swimming, like a weight class or
no,
a size? It's just anybody.
Barred.
Do you think there should be?
No, it's just age. Okay. You can be 8 feet tall if you want.
I feel like you should have to swim against other 8 feet tall people.
It's only age. So this lady, I saw her. The team was singing her happy birthday, and she was out there. She's like, being friends with young people, you know, being out here is just so great.
That's great, man.
I wonder how she, you think she drives or someone's driving her? Like, Uber.
Dude, she can swim. She'll probably be all right.
Yeah, I don't know.
If she can swim, like, well, I bet you she can drive.
Fucking 100 years old, started at 65.
Dude, just goes to show you. Jesus. But think about that. That was almost our whole life.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's at 65. She's like, whatever, I'll give it a try.
Start something new.
35 fucking years. You never know.
World records. Lady has world records now.
You never know how long you're going to live, man.
Yeah. They said, like, what's your secret? She's like, I have no secrets. I don't know.
What is your secret?
Just try to enjoy your life. That's what she said. She's like, I don't know. I have nothing. I can't tell you anything I did that got me here.
After everyone said, she's like, I don't know. I thought I was going to die at 75.
Yeah, she was like, I don't. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think there is a fucking. A lot of it's genetic. And,
luck.
Yeah, some luck involved.
Yeah, yeah.
Right place, right time. You get hit with a bullwhip. You somehow
she's
evade
like,
it.
If I hadn't left that Starbucks 20 minutes before that guy came with a bullwhip, I'd be done.
She lives in Hollywood. I hope she's careful on those streets.
Something tells me she's not walking at 1 a.m. down Hollywood Boulevard.
She's swimming her way around town.
That's pretty impressive. When you hear shit like that.
100 years old. This lady's still working out multiple days. Like not just and competing.
That's what I think the secret is. You have no expectations. You're like, I'll just start doing it. Whatever. We'll see what happens.
I would watch an Olympics of all elderly people.
Oh, yeah.
The elder
Olympics?
Don't they have that? Do they? I don't know. I've never seen it.
Motherfuckers dying. I want to see the hurdles.
People sprinting. Yeah, I want to see it all.
Do you
all.
Think the hurdles would be like half the size?
I think they'd just be falling, breaking their hips.
Dude, there's probably guys in the 70s that are...
Imagine watching old men box, just two old men battling it out.
Dude, think about like a GSP at 70, though. That guy is such an athletic freak that he could probably do hurdles. I mean, he would blow us away at 70.
They say he's waiting his UFC contract out and he wants to
start... How long is his contract? 20 years?
Because he wants to start boxing, I guess. The reason everyone wants to box De La Hoya, that was the name they floated. Why him? He's like 50 something years old.
I know, but he's a name.
He's so old.
If you take the layman, who do they know? Pacquiao. I bet some people don't know Pacquiao. I bet more people know De La Hoya and what's his name? Mayweather than anybody else.
GSP took some shots in an interview with Conor McGregor. Said he's got to change his lifestyle if he wants to make a comeback. He's like, he's on the decline.
Did you see? I guess he weighs 187 pounds.
They got to test him.
They're huge. Dude, he's huge. I didn't even recognize him.
They got to test him.
If he wants the box, how long is his contract? Because
I think it's coming up. He's 40 now.
I know, but he fought once in like 6 years. When's his contract up?
It's got to be soon.
Like if you don't fight for like 3 years, it's just be void.
Yeah, Dana holds on for dear life.
Speaking of UFC, this is right up our alley. So Rafael Dos, is it Anjos or Anjos? I don't know. Either way.
Dos Anjos?
Is it Dos Anjos?
That's what I thought. I don't know, though.
He was on with, what's his name? I'm blanking. Ariel Helwani.
The Helwaner.
And so if you don't know the backstory, Rafael Dos Anjos was supposed to fight Conor McGregor. He hurt his leg or his ankle in training. Pulled out. That's what brought Nate Diaz into the fight.
Okay.
So after that fight, I guess 2 days. So Rafael tells Ariel, I was coming out of the doctor right after the fight. This is in Santa Monica, by the way, California.
Okay.
I was coming out of the doctor to do something like a checkup, and then I was hungry. I was in LA, and I've never told this story to nobody, only to close friends. So I was hungry driving back home, and then I put on Google some Whole Foods around me, and then I found some Whole Foods and went there to grab a bite. It was me and my wife. Then I had a little cart that you put your knee, and then you start sliding. So he's on like one of those like scooters because he's injured. He hurt his foot. And guess who was at the hot bar getting food? Nate Diaz.
Are you serious?
I look at him, and he starts sizing me up. I looked at him, and it looks like he was going to fight me with a broken foot.
Dude, wait a second. How the fuck does Nate Diaz and Dos Anjos end up at a fucking food bar at the same Whole Foods at the same time? This is unbelievable.
And Nate Diaz looks like he wants to fight the guy who's on a fucking scooter, one leg.
Yeah, but he could be like, I put my fucking knee on a fucking roller, dog.
We've always said the Stockton Whole Foods is where you will fight. That's what they, when they get in those Whole Foods, they get it crazy.
I guess the word in Stockton, if you show up to Whole Foods, you show up to fight. Guys show up with their hands wrapped already. When they're going there trying to weigh their fucking container with food.
We need to make a t-shirt, a clean eating, dirty fighting.
Whole Foods.
Stockton Whole Foods.
Whole Foods. Bring your appetite and bring your fucking, bring your gloves.
So he said, my wife was so afraid because she was near me and she said, I saw your hair doing that. He does like a pointing up gesture, like a dog ready to fight. I was really ready to fight. This guy's going to fight on a fucking knee scooter, man.
Dude, this guy's former champion. I mean,
great striker.
Right, he was former champ.
Yes.
Yes.
He said something like, get better or something. Like, I think they had the tense moment.
He's like, get better so I can fucking fight you next time I see you fucking Whole Foods, dog.
He said, I couldn't hear well, but I said, okay, congratulations on your fight. And he walked away. So I think they had a standoff. And I think Diaz was trying to see if he was going to say something. But then because he didn't, he's like, all right, fucking, get better, fucking, you know.
Oh, cool. You don't want to fucking fight, dog? Okay, fuck it.
Just some
of
that fucking vegan mac and cheese, dog. Fucking.
Dude, what if Diaz went for the takedown and he just rolled away? He hit the cart.
Or he hit him with the wheel. He picked the cart up and he nailed him in the face.
He's like, dog, I'll fucking put my leg behind my fucking back.
You imagine being just a random guy. You're getting your hot food. You recognize both of them. You're like, whoa, they're about to fight at the fucking
It would be one
bar.
Of the greatest moments of my life is at Whole Foods and Dos Anjos and Diaz are there fucking staring at each other.
Imagine even better if they did get in a fight and you're just sitting right there. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, go!
Come on! Submit him!
I'm going to start taking bets.
I might start hanging out at the Whole Foods, see if there's any brawls.
So this was after the Diaz?
After 2 days after Diaz beat McGregor.
And Diaz was fucked up too.
I'm sure, yeah, a little bit.
And he was, dude, Diaz, I think as soon as he goes into Whole Foods, like, he's in fight mode.
It switches, yeah. He's looking around. Who am I fighting? Where am I? What aisle? Who's going to attack me?
He's like, dog, I fucking came here for two things. Fucking find some 95% cacao chocolate and fucking beat some ass, dog.
It's where he trains. He goes in looking for new opponents.
I fucking came here to buy some fucking organic plantains and kick some fucking ass, dog.
He has his shirt off, no shoes on.
Hey, man, where's your fucking kefir? And also, fucking, who wants to fight?
I got to file a fucking complaint. I came in here fucking 2 days straight. No one fucking fought me, man.
You imagine that? You
got to fucking talk to...
Who's your fucking manager here?
They're like, what? This fucking guy's looking to fight. Who's got a broken foot.
Dude, it goes along with our theory. He was cheering on guys fighting in a Whole Foods parking lot.
Yeah, he was loving it.
I think his mind, like, fucking Whole Foods, dog. In Stockton, that means fucking Octagon.
I'm fucking bored, dog. Let's go watch the fights down at Whole Foods.
Yeah, dog, I need some fucking action. Let's go down to Whole Foods.
It's such a weird... It's like known as an upscale place. It's not like a shitty... It's expensive.
No. It's That's what's great about it.
It's fucking. You should start going to Erewhon, which in LA is like even more expensive than Whole Foods.
I think it's not too.
It's not on his radar.
It's like fucking quinoa and fucking ground and pound, dog.
Fucking goes to the hot bar.
Do you think maybe he stays there all day to be like, sees if anybody wants to
see the fighters are coming in?
I think the key is if you pass somebody in a hall, like another fighter, you're like, parking lot after I pay? Yeah. Let's fucking roll.
I'm going to fucking pay for his, but I'm going to fight him fucking.
Dude, that's why every time I see Nate Diaz or any of the Diaz, I'm worried. I don't even make eye contact because I don't know what the reaction's going to be. I think everyone's nervous. Even Dos Anjos is nervous when he sees Diaz out in public.
Especially at a Whole Foods. They need to like rent it out privately so they get their own time in there so they're not fucking fighting.
Why doesn't Whole Foods needs to buy a stadium and then the UFC needs to hold events there at the Whole Foods stadium?
Whole Foods needs to sponsor Nate Diaz.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he does his best work. A commercial. I fucking fight here. I eat here. I dog, sleep here fucking, sometimes.
Fucking kale and fucking omoplatas, dog.
Nothing makes me want to fight more than this hot fucking salad bar.
Yeah, nothing makes me get right after I fucking eat at the hot bar, dog. I want to just beat someone's fucking ass.
And then when I'm done, I go to the cold bar, fucking cool down a little bit. Fucking,
I go to the fucking sushi bar, dog. Do you think when he takes like his wife or girlfriend out, he's like, where do you want to go to eat? He's like, fucking sushi bar, fucking Whole Foods, dog.
Yeah, that's like to him, that's the top of the line.
Dude, I mean, what a phenomenal tale.
Yeah, it really
and
is.
And Dos Anjos' wife is like fucking scared.
She doesn't, I mean, the guy's hurt too. It's like, one, I don't want him to fight here. Two, he's hurt.
Yeah.
He just said, I don't know what he had, if he had surgery or if he's off and just fucked up.
And also Diaz is his playground is the parking lot of Whole Foods. Like, anything goes. Diaz in a street fight is way different than a Diaz in a cage fight.
It's his home, and he knows it's his home court advantage. He knows, you know, where to kind of where if the floor is slippery in certain places. May know the staff. They could jump in on his side.
I think you got to go with the eye gouge. Any
are they holding
fight.
The food? Could you throw the hot potatoes in his face?
Oh, dude, if he gets to the soups.
Oh, you're fucking.
And he's hurling ladles of fucking minestrone at your face.
Scalded.
You think, dog, welcome to fucking Whole Foods fights, man. This is how fucking shit goes
down.
He just
dunks your face.
Oh, the head in. Swirly. A minestrone hot soup swirly.
Oh, that would be the worst. Fucking, I'm going to drown you in this fucking soup, dog.
Hell of a lawsuit, though.
Oh yeah.
You're like, when I was at Whole Foods, your suit's too hot because when I was there
I was fighting
and I had my face dunked into it. Now I have burns everywhere.
I'm scalded. I can't fight.
Oh my god. What a fucking crazy tale.
You two gonna fight? Usually kick him in the face, he comes at you.
Hey Dos Anjos, you just got a jab.
Just jab him.
Just jab the whole
Put
time.
Put it out there. You can fight him on one foot.
John Little in your corner. By the way, I have no training. I've never fought before.
Just jab him.
But you got to jab.
Yeah, just jab. Kick him in the face. Is that legal?
That's just two things. Jab. I've never actually tried to kick someone in the face, but I know it's easy.
Well, Dos Anjos was like, I'm ready. That's a crazy mindset to be like, I'm on one leg.
He's a world champion.
I'm ready to go. But you're fighting a guy on two legs who's also a pro fighter.
I have no legs. This guy from Kids comes in there on a cart.
Guy's fighting on one fucking leg. What's he going to do, Jackie Chan shit? Plant off the thing, do a spin kick with the other leg?
I think he's easier to move. I think his footwork would be phenomenal because that thing rolls all different ways.
What do you fucking do with that fucking cart, dog?
He just pushes off. He's like, you're fucking over there now, and now you're over here?
Oh, we're fucking doing fucking cart shit? You get pissed.
He goes, I'll get my fucking cart out of the car, dog. I didn't know we're fighting fucking. I guarantee you he'd be like, I'll make it fair, dog. I'll duct tape my fucking leg behind
my back. Let's fucking do it one-on-one. I guess they fought, right? Or no?
Dos Anjos and Nate Diaz?
I think they did.
Yeah, I can't
remember. And Dos Anjos said, like, I wanted to fight him again, and I said, I made it like a gentleman's deal. I will not leg kick you at all because the Diaz brothers don't like leg kicks.
Who fights like that?
He said even then the fight never happened. He put it out there like, look, I won't do the thing you hate. Let's do it. And it didn't happen. Maybe the Whole Foods thing. He's like, I fucking like the guy now. Fucking, I saw him in Whole Foods.
I could see, you know how like, you know, people go irate if you do something bad in traffic, and as soon as you wave, then like every, oh cool, yeah, that guy's all right. I feel like that's how Nate Diaz approaches every situation. He's like, I'll fucking kill this guy, and then he's like, oh hey cool, yeah, he's fucking say hey, hi to me and shit, dog.
Feel better,
cool,
dog. I signed that fucking cast and shit.
Dude, I could see. I think any fighter that beat Nate Diaz should be terrified to see him in public,
especially
because
at Whole Foods.
He's like, dog, fucking, I won that fucking fight, man, fair and square.
You go at Whole Foods, you're looking over your shoulders for Nate Diaz. You're like, wait, is he here? Is he coming? What city is he in right now?
Do you think that they have a special entrance at the Whole Foods in Stockton? Like Diaz comes in through like the back.
They have a ramp. It's like pride fighting.
they have a
ramp with
show.
Pyro and smoke, and they introduce him.
He walks in.
They introduce him for his fights.
Dude,
for his rounds.
That would, because they have to be a celebrity. Like when he walks in, there must be a bell is rung. Do you think he has a personal shopper from the store that comes like immediately? They're like pushes the cart for him?
I think but they just walk around with him, like a couple managers.
Okay, they're like,
everything
is
all right, Mr. Diaz?
Is there anything you see that you would want us to stop?
Are there any opponents you would like to challenge?
Would you like us to approach this man over here?
To fight you.
This guy's fucking touching the grapefruit for too long, dog. I don't want my fucking grapefruits all fucking... bruised up and
put him up, dog. Let's do it, and then we'll be fucking friends after. You're like, wait, what? I don't want to fight you.
Dude, it's unbelievable. This story took place in another Whole Foods after he was already encouraging people to fight in the parking lot of Whole Foods.
Yeah, now he's bringing it inside. Pro fighters off the clock.
You know what the thing is in L.A.? A shitload of people didn't even know what they were witnessing. They were witnessing a great moment in sports history.
Because neither
and nobody
guy
knew.
Look, you know what I mean? Neither guy is like an NBA player. Yeah. Like, oh, that guy is clearly some sort of athlete. Like, no one knows. Like, if you don't know MMA, you would have. I don't know if I would know Rafael Dos Anjos if I saw him.
I would recognize it. Dude, you know when you see those ears.
Yeah, it's true.
And Diaz, I mean,
Diaz is a look, but I the average person may not know him.
Dude, the handful of times I've seen Diaz, I just go, oh, hi. And then I fucking quickly, I'm respectful. I almost give a bow and then I move on.
You give him a few dollars.
Like, I don't know what's going to sell. Yeah. He's always been super nice, but I feel like if you, any perceived disrespect, you could be in some deep waters.
Could get that lawsuit money, though.
Yeah, but I don't want to have to say, you don't want to have to sue Nate Diaz because he's like, dog, after this fucking over, I'm coming for you. Always looking over. I'd rather have the mafia come after me than the Diaz brothers because the grudge that they hold will last an eternity.
Your Honor, I'm going to fucking represent myself here.
My lawyer is fucking Nick Diaz, and yeah.
He's not here, but fucking...
Cesar Gracie's my fucking lawyer, dog.
They're like, what are you talking about?
Like, first of all, I want to fucking say everything's thanks to Nick. Fucking, like, who?
Dude,
what
I remember...
What does that have to do with the trial?
I remember the one time that... Tebow was there with Diaz. He's like, these guys do, he does an impression. And I go,
who?
Take care, man. I gotta go.
See ya.
I don't think that would go over well whatsoever.
What's the fucking impression, dog?
Yeah.
I gotta go. I'll see you.
I think Nate's bigger than Nick.
Size wise?
Yeah, when I saw Nick, I didn't. When I've seen Nate, maybe he's wearing high shoes. But
he's wearing heels.
He's like, I wear fucking high heels, dog. Fuck you.
He wears platforms. Huge platform booth.
Because when I saw Nick, I thought he was I thought he was bigger because he fights at 185. But when I say Nate, he seems bigger than Nick. I don't know.
I gotta
say, dog. Did you fucking say that fucking I'm bigger than fucking Nick? Because you're fucking dead.
Even
man.
If he was like 3 inches taller, he's like, I'm fucking shorter than him, man. Fucking look up to him.
I mean, who is honestly though? If you go by Trailblazers, I mean who? Who has the bigger legacy? I think you still got to give it to Nick because he was back in the day when before this was super mainstream. He was fighting in Pride. He was fighting all over the place. I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough to say. They're like of different eras. Which is weird because they're not that far apart in
age. 2 years of age.
But like
difference.
Nick fought way before. And now Nate's obviously having the bigger run now. So it's hard to kind of compare.
But I think globally, I don't know. They do have fairly equal, but I do think I have to give the edge.
In Japan.
I got to give the edge to Nick just because he was more of that journeyman trailblazer.
And that weed blazer.
Yeah.
Kind of brought the weed to the forefront of the sport.
He did that too. He was willing. You know what? In a lot of ways, Diaz is like us. He's like, fuck it. I'm going to fucking smoke the fucking weed. I don't give a fuck if I get suspended for fucking years.
I'm going to fight in public. Who cares?
Yeah. You know what? They do it for the love of the game.
Fights in fucking public. It's crazy. Just like with a guy who you perceive as a rival. You don't even know if he is a rival. You're like, fuck you, man. And he's like, hey. He's like, oh, hey, cool, man.
What if one of Pete was over there? It could have been in his Whole Foods.
He could have got kicked in the face.
He's like, I saw these two guys. They looked rough. They're going to fight the Whole Foods.
I left. I didn't want to make my bolognese that day that badly.
Do you know some guy was about ready to walk up and be like, oh, my God, two favorite fights. Whoa, God, this is a little tense.
Jesus. His wife's like, oh, don't do it, Rafael.
Be cool, is it guys.
Is it Rafael or what is it?
I don't know. Yeah,
be cool. I'm coming in just getting something for Lois in the car, all right?
How long did the doctor give you for recovery on that knee? 13 what? Weeks? It's too old for Jeff Ross. He's like, good thing you got here before Ralphie May on this buffet.
They're like, who?
He's like, fuck you.
That's what broke the tension.
He's like, big girl, let's fucking in. Beat the shit out of this fucking guy. He's like, oh, yes, let's do that.
Just comes in doing bits. I wonder, like, how long does it take a guy like Rafael Dos Anjos to kind of come down, you know, because his adrenaline must have been spiked, I'm sure.
I bet you, though, he's probably...
He kind of calms down quick.
I also don't think his adrenaline spikes that much. I think that, you know, can you imagine those guys got to go in pretty calm for those?
He must have been like, yeah, that was pretty crazy, yeah. And then just eats his hot lunch, whatever the hell it was.
I heard one of the aisles over, Fedor was just giggling. He's like,
Lee, we gotta get out of here. Fucking UFC fighters are fighting in the fucking aisles of Whole Foods. Like,
you got bull whips and fucking Starbucks. You got Nate Diaz and Dos Anjos fighting in fucking Whole Foods.
There's nowhere safe, Lee.
We gotta get the fuck out of town.
They're taking the nice fucking grocery stores here now.
You can't, Lee, you go in there, you better know MMA. Because
why do jujitsu, Lee?
He's like, you think I started jujitsu just because I fucking like it? No, it's because I like to go to Whole Foods. You got to fucking protect yourself.
You know where Anderson Silva's been going to fucking Ralph's, the grocery store in L.A.
He's like, I parked my car. As soon as I got out, flying fucking armbar. Two guys attacked me.
I was shopping with one arm, Lee.
Mighty Mouse fucking jumps off the hood of my car, flying fucking armbar. I had to shake him off.
Fucking this new guy, Michael Chandler, fucking comes in. He's knocks like, me out.
All I want to do is buy a fucking cantaloupe. I got to fucking deal with this.
I fucking get knocked out. I wake up and say, science.
Dude, that guy, man, Joey Diaz could rant on anything and I would laugh. That delivery is fucking.
It's one of a kind.
Yeah.
It's one of a, and like his viewpoints.
Oh, yeah. Dude, if he found out that this happened, I can imagine. You get Goga Plata before you can even get in the fucking sliding doors.
Before you can get to the buffet platter. You know what I'm saying? Fucking science, cocksucker. You two cocksuckers gonna fight or fuck? You let me get some fucking fruit salad.
Hey, hold on a second. Let me get some of the fucking kale salad so I can get the fuck out of here before you animals go at it.
What if Rogan came in and just started commentating? He's like, oh shit.
He's like, oh, look at this. He's got a knee injury, but Diaz just got out of a fucking war.
Some of the fans are booing. They don't respect the chess match that this is turning
some
out
people
to
just don't think they should be fighting in the fucking hot bar aisle.
Knocking shit over.
Oh, he's like, oh, but when you guys are done, could you help me sit on this tray so I could close it? I told you the time I went there with him. The motherfucker had like, it was like a suitcase.
That must cost like $80.
Yeah, but he's like, hey, it's fine. I go, why don't you just get two? You have to pay by the pound anyway. Oh, you know what? No, I think this was like the budget one.
Oh, the
365
Sprouts.
Or whatever. Or,
oh, no, 365 whole
yeah.
Food, whatever.
And I think they might just go by container. And I think that's why I did it. Dude, I swear to God. He's like, can you put your foot here so I can latch this?
Jesus.
Hey, any duct tape? This thing's popping up and all, it's like leaking onto his clothes.
He brought a drill and he had screws that he drilled in there. He just zzz, zzz. That should hold until we get in the car.
They're like, sir, this is overpacked. It's not overpacked.
You sat by the crate.
It fits in there. Did the trunk go down when he put it in the car?
No, we had to fucking put ties around it.
He put it on the roof?
Yeah.
Christmas tree?
Like, can you hold that with your hand on the roof?
He's an odd food person. He's weird food stuff. He loves just bags of candy.
He doesn't as much now. He's healthier.
Yeah,
he's a lot more. I gotta eat kale. He's obsessed with kale.
He loves sauteing onions.
Dude, he loves his saute. He's like, we gotta get the saute started now for the onions.
He does like 10-hour onions
overnight.
He does them overnight,
dude.
On the stove lit,
dude. At 1 a.m. we got home.
Burn his
dude. I swear to God, he left them on low. And then when we got back at one, he's like, he turned it off and he left them out. And then he reheat. I go, dude, I'm not gonna eat these onions. They've been out overnight. And I'm reheating them. They're fine. And I go, he's like, I've never gotten sick, but he leaves them out for like 10 hours.
Why is he cooking them so long?
I don't know.
It's not barbecue. Dude, it's not ribs.
I've had sauteed onions that have been on for 20 minutes. They taste the same as the ones.
I don't get why he needs to do it for his place. One must stink like onions. And why are you doing it for 24 hours?
Dude.
I like to hang them on clotheslines to let them dry out.
I put them on, I have a stove that's extra low because they only have low on regular stove.
You throw them in your dryer on a delicate cycle. really makes them nice and tender.
First of all, I like to saute them for 12 hours, then let them sit for 12, then saute them again for 12, then let them sit for 12.
His fucking cookbook is like, do you have 48 hours to cook my meal?
How strong is your stomach? How sensitive are you to bacteria growing in your food? Because this is going to take a long time.
Leave the meat out for 1 week on your counter.
Dude, he wanted to do some garlic and like hot peppers and like oil. And I swear to God, it was like 6 hours. I go, okay, why don't we just eat it now? He's like, I think we ate it like midnight or something.
Jesus. This guy has a very slow and steady approach to cooking.
When I see him buy onions, I go, well, we're not eating anytime soon.
He's always doing the onions.
He loves the onions.
I think he was going to a barbecue once. He's like, all right, I'm getting my onions ready. I'm going to a barbecue in 3 days. I'm doing it now.
In 2 months, I've got a barbecue. I got to get these onions going.
You bring a big fucking bowl of onions? Like, who wants onions? Does he eat them plain? What's he eating them with?
He'll walk in. He makes an announcement. I brought the sauteed onions if anybody's interested.
Like, I don't know. With what?
Just eat them with
take with your hand.
Dig in with your claws and fucking eat sauteed onions. Dude, can you imagine if you walk up and a guy's got a handful of sauteed onions and he just
What are you eating? Oh, Ari's onions. The
fuck? He's like, we've got burgers, we've got hot dogs, chips, we've got sauteed onions, but don't put them on the burgers or the hot dogs.
Grab a red Solo cup. I'm going to fill them up with Ari's onions. Just walk around the party.
They're so tender, you can drink them.
Oh, Jesus.
It's almost like a stew.
Fucking between him and David Taylor, who loves apple pies, they need a cooking show.
Here's the thing:
here's the deal, Ari.
I've never seen the apple pie, but I know three people that have been promised apple pies. Oh, John zero
Little,
deliveries.
John Little will maybe kill David Taylor.
You got offered a pie? I was offered a pie. I've never seen the pie.
John Little immediately said yes. I was kind of like, if you want, John Little's like, yes. He offered me a fucking pie, O'Neal. Never delivered it. I'm still waiting for it.
I've been offered the pie. I have yet to hear a cooking date, maybe, a delivery. I said I will pick up the pie.
Maybe bigger name people come on the list, and then they get the pies that were meant for us.
What if like in another year and a half, we get a pie, just a knock on the door. He's like, your pie's ready.
Ari taught me how to cook. It takes years.
He's like, you think it takes a long time to cook onions? You should see the apple pie. This is 3 months each pie.
Fucking he offers the pies, but he does not deliver on the pies.
Never heard of anybody trying the pie except other than him. Whoa, man.
Did Renazizi ever have the pie?
I've heard of one time he let me smell the pie.
I was milked with the pie. You ever seen that movie?
I fucked the pie, but I never ate it.
I heard 12 Days of Christmas the other day on the radio, and there's eight maids that are milking. It's one of the things.
Yeah, babe, I got to get this.
8th day of Christmas, Trace.
Let's go. 12 milking maids? Perfect. Are they El Salvadorian?
The only gift I want. Anytime I hear the word milking, I can only think of him. And it can be in any context. Like I was milking a cow, and I'm like, oh, Renazizi would love that.
Oh, I actually saw in the song, what you don't hear is that they mouth 12 maids of milking, Renazizi.
Oh, yeah.
You see it mouth.
Milk it. French maids.
He was not happy about the Comedy Store podcast that I did.
Uh-oh.
And in the comments, he's like, you son of a bitch.
Wait till Wheels hears it.
Rapport's, all these fucking guys shitting on wheels.
Wheels is a good. You're fucking good businessman.
Let's talk about the business of wheels. You're a cook.
There was no promotion of my appearance on the Comedy Store podcast, which leads me to believe people didn't want people to hear. I don't know. Maybe Eleanor was like, oh, I can't do this. There's too much wheel stuff. She has to see wheels. How does she look him in the face? He must listen to what she says.
She lives with wheels.
Is that true?
No.
Did you eat my sauteed onions from Ari?
I couldn't help but overhearing the podcast you did where you guys made fun of me for like an hour and a half.
I loved it.
Yeah, you know, great. It was funny. It was good stuff, but just lay off a little bit.
Dude, she has to see him. What does she just say? It's a joke?
She just gives him some sauteed onions from Ari.
How long has he been cooked for? Ari cooked him for how long? 24 hours?
We should do Iron Chef comedy. Ari versus Wheel.
He would lose. He's like, Bobby, you got to try my meal in 2 days.
You're giving me an hour? I need 18 hours to do these onions?
What if he brings in, what if he gets disqualified because he has onions in his pocket that he's been sauteing and he slaps them on there? They're like, it looks like Ari Shaffir brought something from home. I had to. I had no choice.
I'm going to take a break to have sex with his dog and then I'm going to come back and finish cooking.
They're like, what? And he's like, what if the meal was dog?
Whoa.
Like the meat was dog? He's like, we have dog. But I have to cook with the love of my life.
What if the meal is Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Oh, that'd be great.
Leathery. You have to make this leathery meat appetizing.
What if he was a judge?
He's to rehydrate it.
He's like, I'm part of the black tribe.
I wish Beth were here to try these onions. She loved onions.
Oh, Beth liked good milking.
Look at those tits.
She liked
picture.
12 milking maids. You mean, so wait, these maids, they clean your house and they milk you? Yes.
You might hire them. For Christmas season.
Christmas.
You're going to see him soon, right?
Yeah, March. We'll see what it's like. I haven't talked to him in a while. I'll let him know about whether my dick is functioning or not. He's always like, O'Neill, this dick problem Ari's talking about is
unbelievable. Didn't Ari put out? I think we've talked about it. Did we? I think we did.
Didn't
Ari announce on Instagram that you're having problems?
He said, I have a boner issue. And then
boner issue.
Red Azizi's like,
I'm not going to get into it, but it's a boner issue.
I heard
issue.
About this boner. And then he told Ari, like, I can't believe you. O'Neill told you this in secret. And then he called me and he goes,
I'm so sorry.
I go, what are you talking about? He goes, the boner stuff. He's like, I get so high. I didn't know you told me. I go, is this a bit you're doing? He goes, wait, what are you talking about? I go, I never said anything. He goes, oh, so I did make it up as a joke. I thought that I made it up as a joke, but that it ended up being real because Red Azizi told me that. Oh, and I was like, dude, this is the biggest fucking cluster.
Game of marijuana telephone. No one knows
what's
happening.
But both
of
them are high as shit. He's like, he told you this in confidential.
Jesus, Ari, he's going to sue you.
And then Ari's like, oh my God. And then he goes, I thought I made it up as a bit. It turns out that you really told me that. I go, I never told you that. I go, by the way, if I had dick problems, you'd be the last guy I would ever tell anything to. He's like, this is a great point. So
I'm not a doctor, so yeah, I wouldn't really do anything to tell me.
But then I was like, I'm going to keep this going with Ren Azizi. He goes, absolutely. We got to keep this going with Ren Azizi.
I'm going to get you a doctor's note.
He's like, you gotta go in there and be like, Ari's what he's done has been just like disgusting. It's just disgusting behavior.
You should go to the press.
I should
tell Rappaport.
I heard him mouth that. I heard him mouth. O'Neill's got boner.
Go on the show. I used to fuck with Ari. Now I don't. He's a hating, jealous ass bitch.
A lot. Everyone. Every time there's anything, they're like, O'Neill, hope that boner gets better. I'm like, guys, I'm really trying. And Renzi's like, oh, God, I would kill myself.
Let's help him. Let's help this guy.
What if Ren Azizi actually has boner problems, but he's trying to... He's
masking it?
Yeah, by saying, oh, I love milkings. I would kill myself if I had boner problems. My boner's great. What if his boner...
If he finds out you said that, he'll be like, I don't care. Anything you've ever said about me, that's the worst thing you've ever said about
it's
me.
It's true.
You need to call my boner into question.
Do you remember how distraught he was when he couldn't get a boner when we were drunk in La Jolla?
Yeah, he apologized.
Oh, guys, I'm embarrassed. I can't get a boner in front of you three dudes.
That was quite the weekend.
Oh, man.
Frazier Smith made an appearance.
Yeah, so I hopefully this is get back to him. Because you said, I'm flying to L.A.
His brother-in-law.
Meet me at Whole Foods. At the hot bar, I'm going to fucking fight you, O'Neill.
His brother-in-law listens.
I know.
We have the most Rappaport's brother-in-law listen, Shav's brother-in-law listen.
All brother-in-laws.
They report back.
Ari's brother-in-law listens.
Yep. Ari's mother-in-law listens.
John Little's brother-in-law listens.
O'Neill, shit's getting back to me.
Skakel's brother-in-law listens. Everybody's.
Someone did a clip of Holtzman saying Earl's name.
Oh, I saw that.
Over and over again. He cannot say Skakel.
Yeah.
Earl Sankle, Earl Circle.
Earl Kankle?
He can't say it. Earl, it's Skakel.
Earl Snankle?
He just can't do it.
He's a fucking, he's a real national treasure.
He's someone said he's at the Grand Canyon right now.
I saw a picture of him, and he said, I think he said, like, if I were going to kill myself, I'd throw myself off this thing.
Jesus. Why is it so beautiful?
He was standing. I love it. He's just like this, you know, because he's such a fucking giant man. He's just like standing on a rock. There's people all around. He's doing weird shit.
He does videos in front everywhere. Of like large crowds of people. He does not care.
He does them at restaurants.
And like loud.
Yeah.
Like where there's just like one guy you see behind him like.
Occasionally see him be like, I'm doing a YouTube video.
It's for my YouTube channel. The older guy. You're like, what?
One, he's got a charm to him. Two, he's intimidating. So it's like,
tell he's a little unhinged. So you're like, yeah. All right, I'll just let the guy do what he's going to do.
There's a lot of things going for him where people won't approach him.
Thank God it's Friday. I'm here in this Whole Foods salad bar. And we got Nate Diaz and Rafael Dos Anjos about to fight here. You're going to call him a bitch? What are you going to do here?
They would lie. I feel like Diaz would love Holtzman.
You made me feel good, dog. I don't want to fucking fight anymore. I'll pay for whatever you fuck. You're going to pay for me? Oh, that's very nice of you.
The rest of you are fucking bitches. This guy is going to fucking, no one's ever offered to that. All right. I got to piss my fucking pants.
All right,
pants.
Let's get out of here and take her easy, everybody.
Adios.
Bullwhips.
Danish O'Neill, Danish and O'Neill. Your empty hearts, they will steal. Danish and O'Neill. If you've been to the Minute Clinic, but you still ain't healed.